This is Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. There's few things the Rush Hour enjoys more than a Sunday session.
Wouldn't you love to just knock the top off one?
And in this Sunday session, we pour out the gold from JB and Billy.
You cannot turn your radio dial anywhere else.
It's the Rush Hour Sunday session. I feel good! On Triple M.
Bloody hell, Willis, she's a jam-packed Sunday sesh today.
Big names everywhere, Jimmy boy, including, have a listen to this, Gil McLaughlin, Paddy Cripps, Brownlow medalist, and Pang Pang.
In this hour, I also need to revisit you making a tool of yourself on Channel 7 News. Yeah. And next, Damien Barrett in to recap a brilliant Brownlow medal.
Grab another glass because JB and Billy are back soon.
It's Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session. There's plenty more Rush Hour on the Listener app. Download it now. LISTNR.
I feel good.
Wrapping up the weekend in footy.
Get purple in here and discuss footy.
This is Damo's recovery session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au.
Oh, Brownlow purple.
Yes. Yeah, and Brownlow Jim. And that was the big controversy, Bill. When I walked into the pre-show last night, there was a lot going on. And one of the big movements, you just see people moving around and trying to change things.
Change the table.
Yeah, because I saw
names.
Jim and Lisa, and at that stage there was no seat for either Jim or Lisa.
No.
And there were people scurrying.
No.
He had people clicking. He's clicking his fingers. And
Gil, where's Gil? And, I demand.
And you were about to go home?
Well,
no,
I did
he
say
wouldn't have gone
I did say this. We firstly had RSVP'd twice because we did it once, and then the lovely lady from the AFL emailed me and said, we haven't received your RSVP. And I said, well, I actually did it. But I'll do it again. And she said, doesn't matter, I'll do it for you. We're having a few issues. So then when we got there and there was no table setting,
oh,
I thought, well, this isn't going well. But, Bill.
So where were you?
Lisa was very passionate about going.
She loved it.
Because she loved it. And also
Well, she actually
Andy
said you were more passionate about going. Oh. And you tried to make out as though it was Lisa wanting you to go.
That's incorrect. And what I said is, in a past life,
yes,
if that had happened, I just would have literally done a 180-degree turn and gone home.
Yeah, we would have seen him do that, Bill. We saw him do that at the Logies once.
Oh, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah,
no
security
name tag.
Bloke, no, security bloke wouldn't let me in.
Yeah.
So I said thank you and turned around and went home. And I got in a lot of trouble.
Yes.
But, Bill, we ended up sitting on the Brownlow medalists' table.
Patrick Cripps?
No, as in past winners.
Oh.
So Libba,
oh, yes.
Graham Moss,
yes.
Gordon Collis.
Gordon Collis.
Who I'd never met, what a lovely man he is, by the way. Never met him before. Barry Round.
Big Bazza.
So I don't know whether I was misplaced.
Oh, you reckon?
It was a table of 10, but they managed to find two more seats on it, Jim, and there was a table of 12.
Great, tough footballers, and there's old Dweed.
Yeah, Dweed.
Dweed Brayshaw.
What's a Dweed?
I don't know. It's a Dweed.
Yeah.
Is that your phone, Damien?
Dweed. But great night, Purple, and...
How
well,
many are there?
Worthy of the champion too. I
yeah,
think.
I agree with that, Jim. And look, we had a breakaway six, didn't we? And I don't know how the bookmakers, all the media, and then the host broadcaster Channel 7 embraced these six, and then clearly the umpires did too. So everyone's on in sync now, aren't they? Given there's 850 players, and we knew from about 6 or 8 weeks ago there's only going to be six on the count. But look, I thought it was a really good count. I hope it translated pretty well, Bill, on TV.
Jeez, it was
to
long.
How it,
well, you didn't watch it.
I did. I was at a function, and there was a Brownlow function.
What, so you were watching?
I was.
The Brownlow.
I was watching
a function.
At a function. Well, that was it was a Brownlow function. So the hench, you had to watch
hench.
I don't mind it on the Sunday. I think it clears the air.
It should always be Sunday. Much better day.
Yeah, and there's a runway now, isn't there, for both competing teams in the grand final itself, which I think helps them set up their week in a way better. It's just in the ideal world for them than it would be if it was a Monday night into a Tuesday morning.
Will we, with this in mind, move the bye from the week before the finals to the week before the grand final?
Well, it'll be interesting because Gil McLaughlin's leaving. If he was staying, it would absolutely stay locked in because he's such an advocate for it. He introduced it, and he's putting his chest out on a few fronts at the moment, Jim, on this farewell lap he's on. And one of them is setting up this extraordinary finals series. And he will trace some of it, and I think with reason, back to the buy.
All right,
and the resetting of all these teams.
If you need a buy, why wouldn't we move it to the week before the grand final so that if anyone's concussed, for instance, they can play in the game?
Yep.
Max Holmes has got another week to get himself
ready.
We get the two teams cherry ripe before the big dance.
Well, that was the COVID-driven situation of last year and the fact the game was in Perth, and that worked, I think, beautifully well as well. Whether they need to do that or want to do that in Melbourne, Super Bowl style, as they do with the NFL, I would be probably more for that than the post-23.
Well, so then the reason I love it purple is because then the weekend before, you could make a big, big show of the Sandy Dragons grand final. That should be at Marvel on Friday night, maybe. And then you have the VFL final the next day on the Saturday.
And AFLW season all part of it now.
And then you have the Brownlow. So that weekend before, you can really shine a spotlight on some other things that are, I think, really important in footy.
Yeah.
And then you have the grand final.
Well, it will be at least the right of the new chief executive officer to potentially change that.
Do we know who that's going to be? I did see Andrew Dillon. I saw Travis Old. I saw
Kylie Rogers.
There's
there
a few
well.
Circling around.
Who's the leader?
I've always felt, this is my take on the situation, that if they were to go internally, that it would be Andrew Dillon, provided he got his own head around the public side of it. Because I know
what does that mean?
Well, he's never been one to embrace
introverted.
The media and the very, very public element to the job. And it's as much public as internal when it comes to the operations of it. I think he's good in that space. It's just that he's never sought it. And no one ever has sought it, I think. But it's fair to say Gillen's embraced it, hasn't he? Particularly on this farewell
episode. Got to see him up at the minute. My goodness.
That was Damo's recovery session. The Camel is calling this September. Find your local at thirstycamel.com.au. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
I'm prone to having the odd day off.
James Brayshaw, Billy Brownless, biggest week of his life.
Oh,
this is Triple M's Rush Hour.
As if it's not bad enough to have September Brownless where he loses his head and can't think and doesn't do anything properly.
Yeah.
Then the Cats get into the grand final. It makes the whole thing even worse.
Yeah,
I swung my attention onto the 7 News.
Did you?
Highest rating, of course, in Melbourne. And this was a Saturday edition. Mm-hmm. And there was a story about fat. Yeah. I don't understand how. Looking like the greatest fool's head I've ever seen.
Looking a bit big, yeah.
Huge, but also just, you know, Geelong colours and scarf and hat. And anyway.
Sorry, I'm a supporter.
Oh, no. We're sorry too. Have a listen.
The King of Geelong strutting into work.
Go to the cutters.
The club legend eating his words.
A lot of people, including myself, said they were too old, too slow. They've turned it all around. We're a bit worried, of course, after last year, but now we're very excited.
The Cats are chasing their first flag in 11 years, enough to bring a tear to Billy's eye once again.
I'm not an emotional guy, so that happened. You know, it just happens, those things, when the siren goes.
Oh, what about that?
Are we on?
That was on the news. That last bit, which no one understands what you were saying.
Well, Pete, you don't go there thinking I'm going to cry. It just happens.
How long did the chat go for?
I don't know.
Because that was 30 seconds. Surely it was longer than that.
Well, that's all they do. It's only a little sound grab.
I can't believe that even made it onto the news, that stuff there. But what we've got is a copy of what didn't go to air.
Well.
And have a listen here to Bill actually during a news story applying for speaking gigs grand final week.
Yeah, we're not going to play the game too early. So you just build into the week. There's a few lunches and dinners and hopefully a few more. By the way, I'm available.
Craft.
Applying for gigs while you're on the news.
Well, I had a look at the diary and it's a bit light on. I think the public holidays haven't helped you.
There's the first bit. So that's like, as if it's all not embarrassing enough. Then you ask, actually during a news story start asking for work, and then, well, have a listen to how he then weaves his own pubs into it.
Oh, it's fantastic for the town because I think everyone was a bit down last year, and they do they ride on the back of the footy club, the Geelong, whole city. It doesn't matter if they don't go for Geelong, they still got a soft spot for Geelong. So the pubs will do well. The Common Dauphine and the Cremorne Hotel and the Wall Shed, they'll all do well.
All three.
That one's called Shelley. Shelley Craft.
Oh, what the hell? Honestly. It's career worst.
Shelley.
I mean, Bill, that's just shameless.
I see it didn't go to air.
No, it didn't go to air. But it couldn't go to air.
Why?
Well, the head of news would look over the shoulder of that reporter and go, that ain't going on my news.
It's almost cash for comment, too, by the way.
It's disgraceful.
Well, it didn't go to air, so don't
good.
Worry.
Yeah, but not through your own trying. You were desperate for it to get to air.
And the next bit? That's it.
That's it.
That's it. That's all I got.
I had some Lynn craft.
Oh, my God. This can't keep going.
Jade Vincent from Seven News.
Jade,
why am I here?
She just can't.
Well, she couldn't wait to get out. I see she packed up pretty quick and took off.
She just looked at you and went, I've got to do a story about this bloke. Like, seriously?
Yeah. You know when they do those stories, Jim, and they tell you to walk towards them?
Yeah. And you would have naturally walked.
Well, I'd walked in and she goes, you better go back, Bill, and just walk in and do something stupid. So I had to do that. But why do those stories...
Do something stupid.
Why do those stories all start with a bloke walking towards them?
Like you.
Mm.
Yeah, I don't know. Mm. Anyway, don't do that ever again.
Righto.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
What do you do when you're out in the dance floor?
I cut a considerable rug.
So you're in charge around here, is that fair to say? Absolutely, I'm the boss.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Round 21.
Like a boss.
Yeah, sit down.
I'm the boss.
And in the middle of one of the most comprehensive victory laps I've witnessed.
Oh, has he been on fire early? Started well.
Breasting the tape.
Oh, wow.
Nice to have the boss in. Gil, welcome to you.
Thanks, JB. Billy, boys, thanks for having me.
Oh, now the phone. You're just ferocious at the minute. This is. I can't believe you're in here live, middle of the grand final week.
That's the respect I have for this show. Not necessary for you blokes, for the show.
Have you got Don James Brayshaw there and your latest text?
I just was doing some research, Billy, about a question you asked me before we went on air.
I've got a question for you. Because Jim doesn't like the Brownlow night as such. He reckons it goes too long.
Well, it doesn't anymore. I said it was the other night was brilliant.
I know Gil's here, so you're backpedaling a little
did
bit.
Did I say that, Raps?
But you don't like it. But he's got a new girlfriend, fiancée. Mate,
9 years.
The lovely Lisa.
Are you engaged?
Who Gil knows very well.
Mm. Anyway, Lise loves the Brownlow. She wants to go to the Brownlow. So Jim has to, this is what I hear, ring or text you, Gil, and say, oh, Gil, old mate, how are you, buddy? Yeah, we're going well. Geez, you're going well. That Tassie team will be good. The AFLW.
I'd bother the boss, Jim, with a request like that when he's got enough to do.
And you requested 2 tickets to the Brownlow medal for you and Lisa. Gil, is this correct or not?
Well, what is James's official position, knowing that I've opened my phone?
James, yes.
I'm always invited. Whether I say yes or not.
When was the last time you went?
This year, when I'd finished at North Melbourne.
So six years
ago.
Yes. And Lisa wants to go. So what happened, Gil?
I just want to know what your official position is. Did you or didn't you ask me?
Well, I don't remember that far back, to be honest. That's my official position.
Give us a look at that text you got there.
Well, he's not in categorical denial like he was beforehand, exactly. So we might not need to use that, but it was a pleasure to have Lisa there.
And
less so you, but yeah, we certainly Lisa added to the glamour of the evening.
And do you know what happened when he got there to the big night? Oh, Lisa's all dolled up and she waltzes through the red carpet and does all that, gets into the room, bowls up to the table. No place card on the table for Jim or Lisa.
No, that's true. After RSVPing twice. So I got helped out by the magnificent staff. We ended up sitting on a Brownlow medalist's table.
There was, all I would like to say, it was a great night and the events team have been unbelievable. But when you move it forward by a night all of that, there was maybe a couple of, I apologise on behalf of the team, but I would defend them. They were amazing and I thought it was a great night.
It was a ripping night.
Did you kick on and have a dance or a sing?
I had 2 or 3 beers and that was it. We had a full board meeting and then a president's meeting, that whole Tassie thing the next day. So it was sort of, and I was probably 15 lengths off the pace when I get off the stage. You know, drinking, rolling into that room at about 10:45. Yeah, it was a hard field to catch up to.
Well, speaking of the dancing. And the
very good dancing. We love that with Delta. How good was she, by the way?
Stylish. Spectacular.
Great voice.
Yeah.
She was wooed by you. She was went all funny. You know?
I don't know. She was either terrified or wooed. I'll take the wooed.
But so your dancing was really good. We love that. But your singing.
Yeah, well, I cannot sing. For someone who's spent a lot of time late at night in my early years and enjoy the and love music, I know that I can't sing, and I've never done a karaoke anywhere in the world. I've never got up, despite a lot of opportunities and lead-in. So that was I was bullied into that.
How do you? Well, about to say, how do you explain this?
Bullied.
So I would have thought knowing the words, that might have put you in good stead.
So I'm asked to come up to sing a song. I didn't know what it was. I can't sing. He came to Pete's great credit. He would not let up, and he kept coming and coming and coming and coming. And I tried. I looked at all my team to say, someone who can sing, help me out. And I think you do get to that point. It is more embarrassing to be the guy who doesn't have a crack than someone who's know that they're going to fail, but you have to do it. And I got to that moment. I just had to go.
Had to do it.
And I was a spectacular fail, but I decided it was better than that than being the guy who doesn't get up.
Yeah. We're going to take a little break with the boss. More with Gil McLaughlin after this.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Yeah, don't plan to be here very long.
And the boss of the AFL, Gil McLaughlin, stuck around.
What are you going to do when you finish up? When are you finishing up, by the way? Do you know where the finish line is?
It should be somewhere between now and Christmas. I thought I might be able to get away with the grand final, but I committed to Richard and to everyone. I didn't set a date. I said the end of the year, and there was these things I would do to finish, which was broadcast, the Tasmanian stuff. There's a couple of others in there, club funding deals, CBA. So I can see an end line with all of that. I think if you set a date, it sort of everyone works around that. So it'll be when those are done, and I reckon that'll be in the next couple of months.
And then what's the first port of call post that?
I'm going to go to New Zealand for a few days with a couple of mates, and then going overseas into South America in early December. And I haven't been overseas for a long time, so I'm looking forward to that.
Good. Because you've got four kids, haven't you?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Laura is a champion.
Oh, it has to be.
That's what's occurred.
It's a lot of kids. We've got four kids. They're bloody expensive.
They are expensive, yeah. Mm. And mine are sort of like little animals, so it's sort of they're hard to manage.
So the Tassie thing, just for the, we all wonder, we'd love to see it. How's it looking now?
I reckon yesterday was a pretty important day. We had sort of 11 work streams. We've got a broad funding agreement with the state government. There's sort of list management plans. Whole series of things being done. The stadium. There's a funding commitment from the government around that. That's the last one to work through. So now all of the information's with the clubs.
Yep.
They asked a lot of questions yesterday, and they're taking all that information away. And I reckon they'll need a couple of weeks, 2 or 3 weeks, and then they'll come back. And so I reckon there's. You know, we're the momentum is good, but there's a few steps to go through yet.
Do you need a roof on the stadium?
I reckon, you do. I mean, it is. I remember actually, we played one Friday night game down there.
Oh yeah, Richmond.
That's the only time we played on a Friday in Tassie. It was Richmond North.
Yeah.
And JB was there, and
the coldest night in history.
I've never been as cold at a game of football in my life, and it was to the point where you almost couldn't think.
No, it was.
And everyone. Well, I didn't. I thought I had to sit in a jury, but I was not comfortable, and everyone basically retreated. And I thought, you can't be down here playing night footy like this. You need a lid.
Mm. Now, tell us about your own legacy. What do you when you leave the game? What do you think you're most going to be appreciated for?
Oh, that's for others to judge.
But well, women's league for a start was a massive thing that came in your time.
Yeah, listen, I hope that I'd like to think we had a crack during the time, and I'm pretty proud where we got where footy's pumping again, and it wasn't like it was a bit disconnected when we started, and got the money to invest and to continue to grow. We're really national. As I said, women are playing, you know, we've got a good balance sheet. I feel it's in good nick, but I get uncomfortable talking about all that. It's for others to judge, but I feel very good about what everyone's done and where football is and the money there to obviously do it for people to invest going forward.
Well, you would have come across some incredibly impressive presidents in your time.
I knew this would come.
Some blokes that really Frank stood Costa. Out as being, you know, unbelievably, you know, visionaries, wouldn't you?
Who's been the best and the worst? No, you can't say that.
Who's
who have you enjoyed working with?
That's one of the joys of this game. And there's not everyone you think's right up your alley, but generally it is filled with good people who care about the game, and people are serious and there's arguments, but generally everyone's, you know, moves on and gets on with it, and you're lucky. And you know, I see James, you go, you know, socially, you know, that there's a lot of, I'll take a lot of friends out of this, and that's been a hugely big part of this role for me.
So there were times when you were standing up on the dais addressing all the presidents, the commission there as well, you would have looked up probably normally to the back left and seen myself, Stephen Kernahan, and the late, great Jim Steins. Mm. And I reckon there were times when you would have said, I don't reckon those three understand a word I've yes. said in the last half hour.
Well, I had sort of a crayon picture. That yeah.
dot to dot.
Oh, I'm not talking about the other two, just for you, Jim.
Yeah, yeah.
The great Jimmy Steins, and we're pre-recording this so we can edit it properly. He used to lean into me and give it the, what the f*** is he talking about?
So, Jimmy, and what did you say?
During the break, we'll work it out. That's it. Well done yes. on an amazing time well as done, the Gil. CEO of the AFL. As one of your mates, I've been waiting with bated breath for you to make a complete ass of yourself so I could properly jump on top of you, but you just haven't. And that's annoying
well,
me.
Well, wait. Now the whole, we've all had our moments, but thanks for the support. Thanks for bringing the energy and the fun to football. We appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
A truck carrying Worcestershire sauce crashes, Jim. Worcestershire shores.
Now, Bill.
Yep.
I had to head down the magnificent town of Port Ferry recently. And while I'm down there, I'm thinking to myself, I always think it's left. While I'm down there, Bill, I'm thinking to myself, I need to have a strike at the Port Ferry Golf Club, of which I'm a member, and it's a magnificent golf course.
You always say that.
So I go, it is. If you're a golfer and you love, especially getting on the road with some mates, go down there and play golf. It is just, I think it's 47 ranked in Australia, proper links golf course. Mm-hmm. Anyway, I see my mates at the jump, and obviously Troy, my mate's the main head greenskeeper down there. And I said, righto, comp day, I want to get out before the field. I'm only playing nine holes anyway, so if I can jump off seven, I'll get those three played, and then I'll get away off 10 and I'll finish about six. That's right for me.
Whatever.
So anyway, as I put the tee peg into the ground and I'm assessing the seventh drive.
Oh, an arrow.
A plover the size of a suburban cat. No. Comes flying past my head.
A what?
A plover.
A plover.
Angry bird.
Mm. And swooped you.
Big bastard too, and angry. So I look at it and I'm thinking, I'd forgotten that it was that time of year.
Mm.
And I'm thinking, all right, it's just protecting its little ones.
Because it's mating season.
It's mating. So no, I've already had the mating. The birds are in the nest. Oh. So I'm thinking, right, I'll cut it some slack.
Yes.
You know. So then I go back thinking, right, I probably better get on with this.
Yes.
And I'm just about, you know, ready to strike the ball. Again,
another arrow.
But this time, Bill, clipped the side of my head.
Did
had a cap
not.
On, clipped it.
That's close.
So at that point, eyes rolled back.
Oh, look out,
and
Jimmy.
I've got
boy.
The big tailor-made stealth driver. And this thing's coming at me, and I'd lost my ability to think properly.
Yes.
So I said to it, because literally, Bill, they're flying straight at you.
What did you say?
Yellow beak, big bastards.
What did you say?
I'm knocking your head off. So you get close enough to me, and the stealth is going to knock your head off.
And
every time it got to about the distance from you and me away, and then took off. And then it came Whatever. Back and took off, and I'm swinging at it, and I looked around, and this lovely lady
Did you
was count down on
those,
the
says Aries?
No, this lovely lady's down on the practice green, and I'm thinking, oh, she's not going to be happy with me. She's probably a conservationist.
Oh, yes.
So we get around to the ninth, which is right near the practice green.
Yep.
And she goes, I'm disappointed you didn't hit it. They're bastards of things.
Oh, good on her.
Anyway, Bill. Like hence,
yes.
133353. What has attacked you unusual?
Like the plover.
I got attacked by a pair of plovers.
Look, I'm just looking up plovers.
Oh, Bill, they're big and angry birds. Mm. Andrew's in Way Eye, Bill.
Way Eye, of course. Anthony Stevens from Way Eye. Andrew?
Yeah, how are you guys?
Good, mate. What's attacked you too, unusual?
about a year ago, my missus thought it would be good to get a lamb that was orphaned.
Yeah.
So, she's bottle fed it. beautiful little thing, and now he's big and ugly, and he comes up, the ram comes up to you, wants a pat, so you rub his head and everything, you turn around to walk off, and next minute you're on the ground on your face because he comes up and bloody slams you.
They're nasty too, rams. They hit you well. Has he got horns? Bad. Big horns?
No horns, thank God, but yeah, it hurts.
All right, stay there, Andrew. Like that. Mark in Bendigo. Hello, Marco.
Hello.
What's attacked you unusual?
It was about 15 years ago, a hive of bees.
Oh, bees.
I was out in the bush with a mate, and we walked past a few hives, and they looked a little bit docile, so I thought I'd do the smart thing and give one of the hives a little tap with the foot. Off we went through the bush, and a swarm of bees chasing me, and the mate, he was rolling around on the ground laughing. I had the windshield pulled up over the head, and they managed to sting me in just about every place bar one, which was fortunate.
Oh, didn't get the old dude.
No, it was a bit of a shame. It could have taken away the pain and left the swelling.
There we are. Marco got there eventually.
He alluded to it, Bill, and you had to go there.
Bill had to tread all over it. Yeah, that's it. Kyle?
Kyle.
Yeah. Kyle, from, yes.
Yep.
Hello, Kyle.
How you going, boys?
We just had a little hiccup there, Kyle, but we're back on track. What's attacked you unusual?
I took the young fella to the Melbourne Zoo and looking at the meerkat, so I stuck my hand in there and it bit me on the finger.
Oh, aren't they funny little things? They all put their head up and then down.
Yeah, I liked them until they did that, but yeah.
Bitten by a meerkat.
Yeah.
Well, no, stay there. Jay, Bendigo. Hello, Jay.
Jay.
Yes. Good afternoon.
Attacked you unusual?
Nigel, my pet camel.
Oh, no.
Nigel. I tell you what, they're fierce. Remember that camel I rode and wouldn't stop? He was angry.
Right up Puckle Street.
What happened, Jay? I ended up in bloody the airport. Mate.
I brought a few lady friends for Nigel to keep him company. Ooh. And coming into male rutting season, he got a bit excited, thought I must have been trying to steal his ladies, and He reared up at me and chased me across the paddock.
Ooh,
luckily, I still could run a little bit and jumped over the electric fence, and I was stuck.
Jeez, you would have smelt the breath coming at you.
1,000 camels in the breath of a thousand.
No, it was only 3.
Thank you.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
You got something on your face, Fat? Get rid of that.
Oh.
Yeah, a bit of donut. On the other side, he has. He's got a great big bit of donut.
It's not coming off.
We are joined by the 2022 Brownlow medalist, Patrick Cripps.
This is the Rush Hour Sharpest for Maz Group, delivering quality, trust and innovation in construction and proudly trained by Trade Institute Victoria. TIV.vic.edu.au.
Carlton P. Cripps. 3 votes. And I declare the winner of the 2022 Brownlow medal, Patrick Cripps of the Carlton Football Club.
Gripper, congratulations, mate. Richly, richly deserved.
Yeah, thanks, mate. It's, you know, every time I hear that sort of callback, still gives me goosebumps, to be honest. So, it's been an interesting 36 hours. So, it's starting to sink in now.
Geez, had to do it the hard way too, get 3 in a losing game.
Yeah, it was, I knew going to the last game, I was close enough. I knew I did all right, but you never quite know on Brownlow night. It's, yeah, as good as you play sometimes. Sometimes you never can jag a vote, and sometimes when you don't expect it, you can pinch one. But it was that last one was definitely made the ending. Would have been good to watch, and it was even amazing to be a part of it.
No, it wasn't good to watch. I had Lachie Neal and Tuke Miller and a Quinella. So stuff your cripper. But anyway, have you got your Brownlow medal back? Because I heard Montana had it on, and she wasn't going to give it back.
Mate, there was, I reckon my little brother would have had it for longer than her. It was probably about 3 hours there where I didn't know where it was. But to be honest, I had a few while then, so it didn't really matter. It was, it was a great after party. I had a lot of the boys rock up, and my family were over for it. So, yeah, it's not like that you cherish. And, I was glad I got to spend it with people that sort of mean the most to me.
So take people into what happens there. The AFL or Crown sort you a room somewhere else, like a villa or somewhere where there's an extra party put on for the winner. Is that what happens?
Yeah, next to your room, JB.
Was your own suite, which I'll get to later. Mm-hmm. But is it another room or do they just go back to your room?
Nah, one of the, I'm pretty sure it was at Atlantic. There was like an after party there, and then there's a bit of a downstairs area. So,
right, okay.
A few of the boys rocked up as well. So, we had a good night down there, and then carried on to a few late ones back in the room. And, it was a bit of fun, mate. It's the nights like those you sort of cherish. And, it was definitely it was a long day yesterday, that's for sure.
Next door to my joint.
You told
and
us that
all
yesterday.
Sorts of noise started happening, doors opening and shutting.
What
and
did you hear?
Hooing out what of else? The corridor.
Anything else going on there?
I don't think there was anything else going on. But, of course, as Patty knows, my better half is the most rusted on blue ever. So she didn't give a shit how much noise was happening, Cripper. She was that happy.
Yeah, no, everyone was, mate. It's I think my parents were best known. They were they were probably the loudest in the room. They were carrying on. So when I rocked up they rocked up straight after the medal count. They'd already tipped a fair few back, so they were definitely leading the charge.
And Daisy Thomas was even there, I hear, to get amongst it.
Was he?
Yeah.
Daisy's always there, mate. He was front and centre on the red carpet, did a good job there, and he's always front and centre at the after party, big days.
Yeah. I spoke to Chris Judd, who was not at the time, obviously he wasn't there on the night, post about something else, and he said he made a late decision not to go and then regretted the fact that he didn't go because he said, I should have realised Cripper was going to win.
Yeah.
Yeah, he sent me a nice message, Judd, man. He's been huge for me over the journey, but it's... when you get messages from guys like him, Benny Cousins, Simon Black reached out as well. I've had a bit to do with him. And, when I grew up idolising those guys as Brownlow medalists and then all of a sudden you win one, it's pretty cool.
Brownlow medalists. And you also won the Triple M MVP. Wow-wee, that was a good one.
Yeah, I think you guys are onto it early, Triple M.
Bloody oath.
Mate, it's always nice to, get some recognition for some hard work. But
yeah, good.
As we all know, mate, it's I'd rather be playing on the game on Saturday.
Nah, rubbish. I'd much rather win the Brownlow than win a premiership.
That sums you up.
Individual, yes.
That's where you
are.
It'd
be
different.
Nice to win it and have a flag.
Yeah,
exactly.
And now, I was loving the story about big Harry Mackay's mum just starting to fill your glass up with water. Has it got a bit tight?
Oh,
yeah, we had a fun table. The boys were definitely getting into the night. And early on, I thought I was gonna get the three votes in round one, and I got one. So I was like, oh, this could be a long night here, boys. Let's tuck in. And then halfway through, I started getting a few votes back where I didn't think I would. And she's an absolute legend. But she kept filling my water up. And then about four or five rounds to go, I definitely put about three waters away in about a minute, I reckon. So timed it perfectly.
Was Ben there?
They're both there, the McKays. They're all one person, aren't they?
That's spot on, Paddy. You're onto it, mate. They are both the one person.
Hey, Cripper, I tell you what, when someone wins the Brownlow, every now and then, Bill, you'll get not only people in the room, but people out in the streets giving it, that bloke's kidding himself. How's he a bloody Brownlow? Not one person has said that since Sunday night, which is a credit to the footballer you are, mate. Congratulations. Enjoy everything that comes with it, and maybe we'll run into you Saturday.
No, thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
Which has been voted the worst radio in the whole of 2022.
Fair enough.
And now, from the studios of Triple M Melbourne, it's the Rush Hour's Hump Day Quiz. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's your host, Billy Brownless.
Thank you very much. Great to be with you today. Our last day for a couple of days, public holidays, yum, yum, yum. And it's the Hump Day Quiz, and we go to our two contestants. Jack's there in Pakenham. G'day, Jack.
How you going, Bill?
Good. You play for the Pakenham Lions, and you got beat in the prelim, I think.
Yeah, that's it, mate. Tough day.
Tough day at the office. And, of course, you're a glazier, which is, for those who might know.
What is it, Bill? Tell me.
Tell me, Bill.
Glass stuff.
Yeah, glass, yeah. Double glazing.
Double glazing and all that, yes, exactly. Yeah,
that's it.
Yeah, that's
right. Double glazing.
And then we go to Chris in Berwick. G'day, Chrissy.
G'day, Wilbur. How you doing, mate?
Going well, buddy. You Berwick for the Mighty Cats.
Absolutely, mate. I was there in 92, 94, 2007, 2008, 2009.
We're just having a casual glimpse at 92, and number 16 hasn't got anywhere near it.
Yeah, you can't live in the past, mate.
Yes.
Can't live in the past.
Bill does.
I was there in 89, 92, 94, 95.
You were. We haven't touched it, Bill.
Where's Fat? Come on, Fat, do something here.
No.
Anyway, five questions, boys. And, of course, you get three. I think the first one to three wins the game. Here we go. You ready? Jack, you're Jack. And Chris, you're Chris.
Thank you.
Got it. Here we go.
Yes.
Who won last year's Norm Smith medal?
Jack.
Yes, Jack.
Christian Petrarca.
Or as Gil.
I think someone clipped me that I said Petrarca, not Petrarca.
I think he clipped you. Thank you, Rabs. Well done.
Nice.
Yep. Jack, it's one well man.
Just Jackie right boy, yes.
All right, boys. Audio question. Who sings this?
Jack. Oh, Jack.
Jack. Yes, Chris.
Chris? Yes, Chris.
It has to be Robbie Williams.
Williams. Yeah. So she's won all.
Performing on grand final day.
Yeah, even performing, yep.
With Kyle Lee.
Oh, no.
Wait for it. Kyle Lee. I think about 1:45, Jim, on grand final day with the lovely Kylie. Yes. That'd be good, won't it?
Very good.
Righto, so one all. They're one all. Ring a ding, 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 ding. How many sets of brothers are playing in this weekend's grand final?
Chris, Jack.
Chris.
There'd be two.
Who are they?
They'd be the McCarthys and the Guthries.
McCartans and Guthrie.
Yes.
So McCartans are from Geelong, of course, and they play against Sydney. Yes. And Brownless have just taken apart Ashley McIntosh here in the 90s.
Just had him like a Labrador puppy on the ground, Brownless.
So a 2-2, Chris, 1 to Jack.
Yes.
Here we go. Ring, ding, ding. So
righto.
2 to Chris, 1 to Jack,
yes.
Tim. Yeah.
Righto.
Number 4, nearest to the pin. How many times have these two teams played in a grand final?
Chris, Jack.
Whoa, Jack, I think I heard.
Oh, I'll say 0.
That's good. That's on the pin.
Right, so Chris?
It's definitely 0. That's South Melbourne or Sydney. Never played each other in a grand final.
So Jack
gets that?
Yeah. So now she's a proper
ring. Here we go, Jimmy boy.
Two apiece.
Hope they were listening yesterday.
All right.
What attacked Jim on the golf course?
Chris.
Yes, Chris.
A plover, I believe.
Yes! A plover.
Dirty big bastard of a plover.
Oh, Chrissy, have you got tickets?
No, mate, no. I'm going to be pacing up and down at home watching it.
Guess what?
What?
You still haven't.
No. No. Phil,
he's bad.
You can't be rolling with that.
Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy.
But I need a break. I need a rest. Just mentally fatigued, Jim.
Oh, my God.
If there's a bigger matchup than the grand final, this might be it.
So I don't know. I'm just getting very nervous.
Comedy superstar Sam Pang lit the fuse.
Because I'm a James Brochure.
You have always been in this
I think that he's the best in the business.
Yeah.
Exhibit A, big final. Collingwood versus Geelong. Yeah. 90,000 people at the MCG. Take it away, JB.
Huge day at the SCG.
And James Brayshaw wants a piece.
I nearly had enough of Pang.
Why?
He's a comedic sniper.
A sniper?
Now, two media heavyweights face off.
All I've said to Witt is get him on next week and I'm going to take him to task.
Please welcome, in the red corner, Sam Pang.
Is that an accurate description of where you're at? A comedic sniper.
Industry heavyweight I would have gone with that. But anyway, that's fine. I'll take any description you give me, and it's wonderful to be here. It is.
Pang.
I don't know what's with the red corner and the...
No, I love it, mate. It's good to see you.
No, it's
you.
On.
Always
he wasn't happy.
You.
He doesn't like being shown up like that, and you showed him up.
What did I do?
As soon as I heard that there was some commentary being played on the front bar, I said, Pang.
Pang.
I just know. I didn't actually know I'd done that.
Really?
That's how bad I'm going.
I was about to ask. So you didn't, in the moment.
No, I had no idea. Until it was played to me later, I'm like, Jesus, is that how bad I'm going?
We might have brought it up a couple of times.
Yeah, Pang. Nothing gets past you, Billy.
No, nothing.
I'm more, should I be surprised that none of your fellow commentators thought to correct you either?
No.
They had no idea either?
No,
Brian wouldn't have.
As I said, that's how bad we're going. Wasn't even aware that it had happened. But no, we're capable of making mistakes.
Oh, hold on. There's no one.
Do you?
Phil. We did front bar together. You see how many mistakes I made. I can't throw to clips.
No.
I can't. I don't really know how long the segments are going on. I don't wear the earpiece.
What's
so
the worst thing you've said on air, do you reckon?
Thanks for having me on the Rush Hour. That's the worst thing I've said.
Yes, you would have stuffed up a few things. I never have.
Oh, well, Tommy Gleisner and I, on having been paying attention, are officially banned from Thailand.
Oh, right.
And I will not tell you why, but but whatever we said went to air, and I don't know if you know that it's illegal to It's illegal to insult the King of Thailand.
Oh. Is it really?
Yeah.
And poor old Tommy, you dragged him in.
Our timing wasn't great, Bill. He just passed away, so wasn't it great? Anyway, it's a long time ago. Let's move forward.
Congratulations to, of course, winning the Media Award for the Front Bar.
Yes.
That is an honour.
Absolutely.
Best footy show.
Yes. Best footy show. Let's have a look at any. Have you got any idea when the best show was?
What do you mean?
The best show overall. Which one spiked the most?
As in what guests we had that particular week?
Well, let's go with that. Yeah.
Well, it was a Geelong player.
Was it?
Yeah.
Stevie.
No. It was Jimmy Bartel.
That was a big night.
Fat fully claimed that award.
I did.
He said, that's 100% because I went on it. The Front Bar have won that award.
In all sincerity, I hope we had a wonderful time when you came in, Bill. Yeah. Did you have a good time?
I loved it. I was a bit nervous because I'd never been to Seven.
Well, why would that make you nervous, though? It's a storied career that James has to hear about all the time.
Been with the other mob.
Well, it's a bit like now, actually. Yeah. I feel nothing but welcoming.
Yeah. You are.
That's funny. But anyway, it was great to be there. I love Mick, of course, and your good self, and Radar I'd known for a long time.
Yes.
And I met your brother, who's actually funnier than you.
Yes, my brother, Panger. You got warmed up. It was great.
When you asked me how to kick a torp.
Oh, well, you got a bit too sophisticated. You know what I mean? You lost me with the, what was it? You point it, you pick it up, you point it, and you kick
hold
it.
Hold it like that and kick it.
I can't believe you're not an assistant coach somewhere.
I know. None of us can believe that.
You didn't think it, when your time at North, JB, you didn't think of getting him down?
No.
Tim, with this stuff like this.
Your technique when kicking a torp, because it's a lost art, Billy.
Yeah, it is. Just hold it like that and kick it.
Bang. Well, fair.
Yeah.
We used to play. How would you explain kicking a torp?
No, well, like that. How could you improve on that description?
How
do you do it?
Were you any good?
No.
No?
Nope.
Where'd you play? Who'd you actually play with?
What do you mean, team? Like, who are my contemporaries?
Yeah. No, who'd you play footy with?
I played for a lot of clubs, Phil.
No.
Well, one of them was Collingwood Under-19s, right?
Really?
Yeah. But actually everyone in the studio knows how bad a player you have to have been to have just played under-19s.
Yeah.
No reserves, definitely no seniors. You know, like, that's how bad I was.
No, that's all right. I don't mind that. Were you good anywhere? Like, one of the burbs or somewhere?
I went to the VFA for a little while.
Oh.
Hey, well, how is this turning into This Is Your Life? I thought it was coming in to just have a chat.
Well, what do you want to talk about then?
Well, we're going to take a break.
Can I tell you, I remember the moment.
Oh, here we go.
I remember the moment that I knew I wasn't going to make it at Collingwood.
What happened?
Because, you know, in the dressing rooms, they've got those, the big, the signs that have the, you know, the mantras.
Yes.
Right, so I remember.
One in, all in.
Oh, that was one of them. One in, all in. Controlled aggression.
Yes.
And Asians out.
Oh!
And I thought, this is up for me.
They wouldn't have had that.
If you don't mind, I'm going to hang on to you because I want you to experience the show at its worst. Are you ready for this?
I'm ready. I cannot wait.
Do you want to watch Billy's joke?
Look at him. He's now in the fetal position because he knows how appalling that is.
Just follow Triple M Rush Hour on Instagram and you can see Billy's joke every day. Get ready to laugh.
Any chance of the joke being funny?
No. Or grown.
That's truly horrific.
This is Billy's joke on Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday session.
Now, Sam, we've held on to you because there are lots of things in this show that are underwhelming, as you've experienced. But this is by far our worst foot forward. This is when Bill tells a joke to finish every show. Now, you've got comedic royalty here.
Wow.
So let's go.
Mix in.
End the day with a laugh.
I have a joke.
This is Billy's joke.
How lucky are you, Pang? That's all I can
Mix
say.
Mix in, is that what you said?
Yeah.
You shafted him, you two. What are you talking about? He took his job.
And the ratings have just gone through the roof. Betry doesn't talk about that with the comedians. This is a press release from the AFL. I got it today.
Really?
This is fair income, Jim.
Right.
All patrons attending the 2022 AFL Grand Final will need to bring a packed lunch. It has been confirmed that there will be no pies at the Grand Final this year.
So, Sam, what we do...
Did you get that?
What just happened?
Not a joke.
It's just a warm-up. It's a little panger.
What we do...
We call it in the industry a little panger, a warm-up.
at the end of the joke, Rabs has got two options. He either plays Plastic Bertrand's Plat pour moi, or if it's bad enough, he then plays Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's Woolly Bully.
Hang on, we got another joke. No. That was a war. That was just a.
So that wasn't just
an entree.
Righto.
Did you understand? No pies. I don't know if you got it. You don't change.
No, it's worse. I got it, and then
you had Botox.
Didn't enjoy it. No, I'm Asian. We don't need Botox, mate.
Right. Here we go. Pang. Why do French eat snails?
Why do French eat snails, Bill?
They don't like fast food. Oh. Pang. What do you reckon? Sam?
That's it. He left no option.
Say something, Sam.
I would have gone with Plastic Bill.
You'll use it on your tour. You waltz out there and go, I got a gag to kick us off.
If I use that on my tour, on the tour, something's gone terribly wrong. But, well, I'll write it down.
I bet you the third show in Hobart. Look out.
Thank you, Pangy.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Great to see you.
This has been Triple M's Rush Hour Sunday Session. The best of JB and Billy.
You might get taken off here if you don't lift.
And you can catch the boys anytime by downloading the Listener app.
How do you spell it?
LISTNR. I feel good. Triple M's Rush Hour with JB and Billy. The Chemist Warehouse half price sale. On now. Get big brand vitamins and cosmetics for half price. T's and C's apply. Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day. Triple M.